The UN Security Council unanimously passed Resolution 2575 on Tuesday, extending UNISFA's mandate until November 15, 2021, after the government of South Sudan and Sudan failed to reach an agreement on the final status of the disputed region. The resolution says the situation in Abyei and along the border between South Sudan and Sudan continues to constitute a threat to international peace and security. Lieutenant General Kuol Diem Kuol, the chief administrator of the Abyei administrative area, says he and the Ngok Dinka community welcome the resolution extending UNISFA's mandate until mid-November because he and the community believe that UNISFA is working. But Kuol also says the Ngok Dinka community is concerned about the UN Security Council's call for the demilitarization of Abyei. Say the council has called for the same thing in earlier resolutions, but weapons remain a problem in parts of Abyei.
The southern part where the Dinka are is demilitarized. All the ex-fellow soldiers are in Peach area, which is part of South Sudan. Our people also are not armed. Any time UNISFA gives you holding a gun, they take away the gun from you and they go and destroy it. What have remained now is the northern part of Abyei area, the areas of Kech, where there is the so-called oil police. That oil police, in fact, is not a police. This is the Sudanese Army Brigade 31 who have put on the police uniform, and they are the one who are always destabilizing the area here.
Kuol says UNISFA has done little to control the movement of Mezeria nomads, who he says often hide before launching attacks on the Ngok Dinka community, most of whom are farmers. He is appealing to UNISFA to disarm the Mezeria nomads, who he accuses of destabilizing the Dinka communities in Abyei. He says he believes Abyei can be demilitarized if there is a determination from UNISFA and a political will from Sudan to disarm the Mezeria so that people live in peace and are able to produce their own food.
The Mosiro nomads, they are still moving in the area, but they are armed, and they move with their guns, with their cattle. As you know, the herders-farmers relation, when the herders are armed, they come always and disturb the farmers. We, the Dinka, we are farmers. The Arabs who are coming looking for pasta, they are destroying our crops.
Speaking to South Sudan in Focus by phone today, UNISFA spokesperson Daniel Adekera says the UNISFA mandate does not include disarming communities in Abyei.
We have the mandate to keep Abyei free of arms. That does not mean GDR, because this issue has come up. GDR is a post-conflict initiative. What we do is anywhere we seek to with arms, we confiscate the arms and destroy them. That is different from DDR.
DDR stands for Disarmament, Demobilization and Reintegration. Deng Nyol, chairperson of Abyei Youth Association in Juba, says in order for there to be peace in Abyei, only communities from the area should be allowed to respond to a referendum on determining whether they want to belong to Sudan or South Sudan. He says the current instability in Abyei is due to a failure by both Juba and Khartoum to recognize the Abyei community's 2013 referendum.
Missouri already known that in the north. Why do you consult them? They have been there for many years. But we, the people of Abyei, are the ones who are to be consulted. Where do we want to be? If we want to be in the north, that's fine. Let it be determined through the referendum. If we want to be in the south, let it also be determined through the referendum. The real problem is between the government of Sudan and government of South Sudan.
Abyei Europe, Information Secretary for the Abyei Youth Association, is calling on the UN to ensure the two parties commit to the results of the resolution.
We still need more effort from the UN to put pressure to the two governments of South Sudan and Sudan until we reach for a permanent resolution of the Abyei area.
The Security Council renewed UNISFAL's mandate to provide support to the Joint Border Verification and Monitoring Mechanism and requested the UN Secretary General conduct a strategic review of UNISFAL by September 30th and use it to assess recent political developments between Sudan and South Sudan, provide detailed recommendations for further reconfiguration of the force, and establish a viable exit strategy. For VOA News, I am Onan Walter Solomon in Juba.